Gaming Commissions of Ontario isn't letting any of the other retailers use it. The AGCO delivery guidelines tell retailers that delivery can't be done by any third parties.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we have the black market selling online through Canada Post, so who's really advantaged here? I think it might be a good idea to take away the obvious win for the black market by revisiting some of the AGCO bylaws that dictate who can deliver cannabis.
Yeah. Right now, the state of how retailers and growers communicate gives these hammer and sickle vibes. The AGCO states under the general section that all cannabis retailers must buy from the Ontario Cannabis Retail Store through this supply contract, and all growers must sell to the Ontario Cannabis Retail Store. So essentially, what we have here is we have the OCS taking a giant markup for being the middleman, so retailers and growers make less.
Yeah. So why does the AGO mandate? The AGCO. Why does it mandate that OCS to be this unwelcome middleman? If we want Canadians to buy cannabis at a price that's affordable and competitive with the black market, why don't we just get rid of this obvious contributor to increased prices? We can keep the same quality guidelines on retailers and growers without the OCS, can't we?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I think so. We have pondered that loosening restrictions on advertising might be an idea, but you know, the obvious counterpoint to this is that this would have the effect of further enticing youths to smoke cannabis. As you mentioned earlier, Julian, companies generally don't advertise their products in a negative light.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, so if cannabis is being advertised, it's likely in a way that encourages people to smoke. So allowing more advertising might negatively affect the purposes of the act on both fronts. It'll cause more youth to smoke cannabis, and it may drive more business to the black market because it's easier for youth to access it that way. So I am going to put forward a controversial idea, which maybe is lowering the smoking age.
Yeah, I figured you were going to say that.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Right? I mean, yeah, like we've discussed in this podcast, it's just reality that some kids are going to smoke weed, whether they're allowed to or not, regardless of if they haven't or have seen cannabis advertised. They can access it through the black market, so it's not impossible for them to get it through the legal market. They have fake IDs, or they can even ask a favor from somebody.
Right. Yeah, so I'm thinking if we allow youth, like teenagers, I'm not thinking like little kids here.
Of course not.
If we allow them to access legal dispensaries, maybe we can achieve both goals of the act, in that we can protect the youth who choose to smoke cannabis by providing them with a safe supply. And in that fashion, we might also drive those particular youths away from the black market. And I'm not a health expert. I have no suggestions as to what an appropriate weed smoking age is, but it is just a thought.
Yeah, a bit of a wild thought, but you know, I'll give you that. It's
maybe
a thought.
Maybe
it's a big one. And I have it too.
Maybe years down the line.
Potentially. So,
all right.
Now to close. Today's show was produced by Queens of Law Pro Bono Radio. We're your hosts, Quinn Miles and Julian Schiff-Massad. If you like these interviews, you could find out more on the Queens Pro Bono Radio website.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This is where I have my effect. In the mind. That 7 inches of inner space between the root of the nose and the back of the head.
Please. I'm losing my mind. Help me now. Before it's too late. Try to bring you back. Everything's spinning. My eyes are tired. I'm losing my way. Where are you? Where am I? Everything's spinning. I must have some of you. I'm dizzy from wanting you. My eyes are getting tired. Help me now. Before it's too late. Try to bring me back. I can't see. Where are you? Where am I? I must have some of you. Please, you gotta bring me back. Everything's spinning. you always argue and think that you're right, and the things that you say are so full of spite. You criticize.
To Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 643, and our fifth and final Psychedelic September episode for 2024. Thank you for all the great feedback I've had about the episodes to date. This week, another selection of deep cuts from the late 60s, dipping also into the early 70s. Let's talk about the band we started this episode with. They're out of the UK, actually Leatherhead in England. They were only together for a couple of years, considered by some to be precursors to glam rock. Not particularly successful. Probably a highlight for them was a tour of Germany supporting The Who in 1967. They played up to that, making their already notorious live show even more wild, smashing up the instruments. In at least one venue, a riot ensued, preventing The Who from playing, so this band was sent home mid-tour. And according to Pete Townsend, they were simply too loud and too violent. They are John's Children. A band who, in the latter part of their career, had a Mark Bolan as a member, but not when the track we had was recorded. The track is Smashed Blocked. It's off their Orgasm album of March 1967. Not released until September 70, though. Recorded at Advizen Studios in London. It is a studio album transformed into a fake live album by the producer Simon Napier-Bell. He dubbed on audience sounds from A Hard Day's Night. So John's Children, Smashed Blocked.
Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, this episode has a number of psychedelic obscurities, including this next one. So obscure, I don't have any relevant information about them. The band is called Troy. This track is Amnesia.
Go and leave me alone. Drugs are so-called head drugs, ranging from such natural substances as marijuana and hashish to LSD and other artificial concoctions.
I love to spin. The music. Nothing matters anymore. Let me eat the colors. I can taste them. Taste every one of them. So bright. So beautiful.
Up their blood count, the pupil of the eye becomes dilated, and the white of the eye becomes bloodshot. The person then becomes intoxicated. Their moods or their feelings are exaggerated.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 5 of this year's Psychedelic September. Three tracks. Troy with Amnesia, followed by Jason Merrick and The Finders. Now, both of those tracks are off a comp called The Psychedelic Experience Volume 1. Both bands out of the States. Troy, as I said, super obscure. I've got no information about them. Second band, Jason Merrick and The Finders. B-side of a 45 released on Big Sound Records in September 66. Track we had, I'm Not What You Are, Big Sound Records out of Detroit. Finally in the set, a New Zealand band called Hand. I believe that track wasn't released until it was comped on A Day in the Mind's Mind Volume 1, released on EMI Music New Zealand. Hand with the track NSU, cover of the Cream track.
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Time now for a band who released a record on Dawn Records out of Hartford, Connecticut, 1966 release, Promo 45. The track is called Psychedelic Retraction. This is Creation's Disciple.
Had any feeling at all toward non-conformity, it will manifest itself under the influence of the drug. So that if the group or if the individual feels a tendency to be promiscuous in sex, any reservations that they had about it are dropped while under the influence of the drug. This is particularly true in the case of marijuana.
Thank you. Hello, New Zealand. This is Jeff Anderson, the bass player for the Sedate Sunshine Colony, a 1960s garage rock band which produced music in the central San Joaquin Valley of California. We would like to call our music folkadelic. It was a tinge of harmonies and 12-string guitars along with a little psychedelia. Anyway, I want to thank Phil Gray for exposing some of our music to you folks out there, and we hope you enjoy it. Have a great day and rock on.
Take a look outside your door. Look around a little more. Do you see what I see? Could it really be? I don't know for sure, but it looks like maybe there's a new day coming with a new way. Singing a song of living and loving. Just around the corner, I can see it coming. Here comes the day of love. They said we'd have to wait so long. I guess that everyone was wrong. Sooner than predicted, the day of love depicted by the world in verse and song. And it's coming, maybe there's a new day coming with a new way. Singing a song of living and loving. Just around the corner, I can see it coming. Here comes a day of in the land. It's something we should understand. We're gonna greet the new day, so why not meet it halfway? Walk together hand in hand, and we'll welcome a loving new day. Coming with a new way, singing a song of living and loving. Maybe there's a new day, we're gonna meet it halfway. Here comes a day of love.
A set of three tracks out of the States. Creation's Disciple with Psychedelic Retraction. Followed that up with a track off an album called Psychedelic Seeds by the Electric Piano Playground, although this is very much a studio fabrication, released on Bell Records in 1967. The Electric Piano Playground, I'm sure, simply session musicians. The album covering a bunch of tracks such as Wild Thing, Psychotic Reaction, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, Satisfaction, Tobacco Road, and Good Vibrations. But from Electric Piano Playground, we had Psychedelic Piano Playground. Then a band called the Sedate Sunshine Colony. From Kingsburg, just outside of Fresno. Band who gigged frequently covering tracks by The Byrds, Peanut Butter Conspiracy, The Grassroots. The origins of the band go back to 1962. A number of bands including The Shillings, an instrumental group, The Eccentrics, and later Essence Reality. But as Sedate Sunshine Colony, they were together 65 to 69, very much in the pop folk end of psychedelia. But an interesting curio for this episode, Sedate Sunshine Colony with Day of Love.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labour of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it. Virtually. On with the show.
Let's look at some global psychedelia. Starting off in Peru with a band called Los Texiao. Off their Back to Peru Volume 1 compilation. Obscure band. Fortunately, a Peruvian label called Recycled Records re-released a bunch of their music. This is Los Texiao with Stone.
Come on, hero. Greetings from Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freakbeat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
Piece of candy. We assume that the LSD was put in liquid solution and drops were placed on a portion of the candy so that an individual would have pieces of candy in his pocket or sugar tablet.
دوست دارم پس چرا ناز میکنی نمیای نام زدم چی من اکنون میخرم ناز تو رو از دل و از جون میارم جهاز تو با سچ دلخون میدونم راضی میشی پس چرا ناز میکنی نمیای نام زدم چی Thank you. تا اکنون میکشی منو با اون دشمون سیاهه میکنی افسون منو با اون نگاهه میدونی دوست دارم پس چرا ناز میکنی نمیای نام زنم شی من اکنون میخرم ناز تو رو از دل و از جون میارم جهاز تو با سرچ دربون میدونم راضی میشی پس چرا ناز میکنی نمیای نام زنم شی
Psychedelia, starting off in Peru with Los Texas Stone, then to Brazil. Another obscurity, a band called 14 Abyss. It is 14 BIS off the Now Again Records compilation called Brazilian Guitar Fuzz Bananas. It's a double LP of the heaviest, rarest and best fuzz psych funk 45s from Brazil. 14 Abyss with the track God Save the Queen. Then we had The Flowers. Now this Flowers are out of Iran. It's off the Pebbles Volume 2 Iran Part 2 compilation. 7-inch 45 originally on a label called Ahang Roots. Released 1971, one of two 45s released by Iran's The Flowers. The track we had, Mikshi Manu.
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat and psychedelia.
Some more global psychedelia. We head to France now for a track from France's first dedicated psychedelic album. More about that coming soon.
Smoker is a pleasure seeker, but the LSD user professes higher motives, ranging from the liberation of the individual to the salvation of the world.
This afternoon, we go. You hope spirits can improve. joy all through the mind. Sorrow more distant than the star. Multicolor run down over your body. And the letter cutting on into one. Love is happy. Through this small town. The summer's here.
Global Psychedelia here on Retrospect. We kick the set off with a track from a band called Popera Cosmic, France's first dedicated psychedelic album. Described as an embryonic concept co-conspired by a teenage Jean-Michel Jarre, released 1969, almost instantly deleted. The album subtitled Les Esclaves, or The Slaves, a kind of street theatre troupe from Popera Cosmic, a track suitably titled LSD. Then to Singapore for a band called the October Cherries. Released 1969 as a 7-inch 45 RPM 4-track EP on a label called Baal Records. The October Cherries, one of the most innovative groups out of Singapore and Malaysia, about 20 albums to their credit. They started out as the Surfers. Baal Records was their own label off this 1969 EP cover of Donovan's Barubba Juggle. Out of Singapore.
Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Let's head back to the States. A couple of curios, starting off with a band called Zoo off a 2010 comp called Mind Expanders Volume 3, released on Past and Present Records. Zoo Super Obscure. This track is called Fungus.
Psychedelic people claim that theirs is the real world, that the straight or square world is unreal.
Give you sympathy for all of your lies.
Potentially the best known band in this week's episode, Ultimate Spinach, out of Boston, formed 1967. Three albums. I chose a track from their second album called Behold and See, released on MGM in August 1968, The Ultimate Spinach, Where You're At. Brings us to the end of this week's retrospect and the end of Psychedelic September for this year. So if you've enjoyed this episode, go back into our archives. Five total episodes of Psychedelic September. You'll find those episodes at freefm.org.nz. You can find them at accessmedia.nz. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much every single podcasting platform. Of course, a link to them on our social media, our Insta and Facebook. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. Full track listings up on both of those platforms as well. And another reminder that back episodes posted up on my own personal YouTube channel as well. Just jump on YouTube, search Retrospect Garage Punk. Your feedback, always very, very welcome. Thank you for joining me. There's only one way to wrap Psychedelic September, I think, and that's a track off an obscure, and this, I keep saying obscure, but this genuinely is, an obscure LP released in 1966, I believe only via mail order. It was originally released as The Underground 12. Upon its re-release, it was called LSD Underground 12. So here's the story. Recorded under mysterious circumstances in Los Angeles in the summer of 1966. A mind-blowing musical journey, maybe a stretch, represents the earliest known case of musicians recording while under the influence of LSD, a pioneering oral kaleidoscope of shifting moods and complex atmospheres. It's hard to believe, really. Re-released 2014 on the label Lysergia. Two tracks, simply titled Side 1 and Side 2. The files I have, named them segment by segment, so this is segment 1. So the first part of Side 1 of LSD Underground 12, have a little taste of this. Again, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you.
Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60's Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
It's been said that football is a game of inches. Even the smallest margin can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Elation and agony. The next round, or your final game. In 2023, the Gaels were on the wrong side of that margin as they lost their home opener in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Now the Gaels find themselves in the role of the Road Warriors, traveling to Laurier's home turf, hungry for revenge. Who will prevail in this clash of Vanier Cup contenders? on Saturday, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the pulse-pounding action. The CFRC pregame show will begin at 12:45 p.m. with a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff time. We hope you'll join us for this classic clash between two powerhouse programs.
Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere.